Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Emma Foley. This is Christoph Koepke, and we're going to talk to you today about how to tell what's really going on in your NFE infrastructure, why you need to do it, and what you can do. What you can do about it if you can't see what's going on. Legal requirements have been met. First, I'm going to do an introduction and talk briefly about barometer and barometers. And then Christoph is going to talk about Collecti. And I will talk about barometer again and how the two projects relate to each other. And then Christoph will talk about potential use cases. And I will switch over to plans, upcoming features, and open the floor to questions. So, why do I need to know what's going on in my infrastructure? Well, as telcos and enterprises move towards a cloud-based IT infrastructure, they start moving their workloads from fixed function network appliances to commodity hardware in order to reduce costs. But as they move to general purpose hardware, they become more and more reliant on the data center, and they become more vulnerable to the costs associated with data center downtime. Those costs are not just financial, although even a minute of data center downtime is very, very costly. The cost also comes in terms of additional complexity required and service availability. So as they move from fixed function network appliances to an NFE environment, the tooling required to actually maintain, host, and orchestrate this becomes more and more complex. At the same time, the requirements the customers have for maintaining service assurance, QoS, and same levels of availability, they remain constant. They need to be met or exceeded. This requires more and more complex tooling and more metrics to be available in the environment. So that's additional complexity for deploying, additional hardship when actually maintaining the level of performance required, and then even more